started off yesterday, Mem Ches on the base. Just about the last 9-10 lines. Tanya, Rab Chananya, Ben Osher, Rabbi Gamliel, I'm there. If they mad gerim is manazem u'unim v'yisurim boyim aleim. Apparently the gerim suffered more than other people, more than the Jews, more than the goyim. So he suggests, Mifnei shalakim u'sheva mitzvus b'nei noyach. So why are they punished now after they convert? Why weren't they punished before? Sounds like he's saying that the Nochrim live, the Nochrim are doing well. They're successful in life. And the Gerim are suffering. So the Gerim are suffering because the Averis that they did when they were Nochrim. So why didn't they suffer when they were Nochrim? How come the other Nochrim are not suffering? So Mr. Talmud, like Rashi points out a la Torah. Rashi points out in a few places in Chumash that the Pesukim sound like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward the Rishoyim and Shalom the son of El Panav Lahavido. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward the Rishoyim B'Olam Hazeh for whatever mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim they do, in order that they should suffer onshim for the averus that they did. Basically, they're Rishoyim. Every person has schusim and avinus. So if the person is basically a tzaddik and he does averus, so he has to be punished for the averus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him B'Olam Hazeh, so that he'll get more reward b'olam haba for the mitzvahs that he did. And if a person is basically a rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish him b'olam haba with his schar neyonish more significant than b'olam hazeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mishalom the son of Al Panav during his lifetime. L'habidah b'olam haba. So apparently the nochrim who loin is gayer, so they enjoy b'olam hazeh, mishalom the son of Al Panav, l'habidah b'olam haba, they should suffer. But once they is gayer, so then apparently the schusim that they do now after them is gayer, outweigh the avoinis that they did from before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes them b'olam hazeh so that they'll get schar b'olam haba for the mitzvahs and the ma'asim tovim that they're doing now. That's what the first Tana means. So they punish b'olam hazeh, and then Nochem will adirah, but they'll be rewarded b'olam hazeh for the mitzvahs that they do, for the ma'asim tovim that they do, so they'll suffer b'olam haba. He disagrees and he says, no, they don't deserve to be punished for the avoinus that they did before they were in his gayer. So the gersh and his gayer could cut in shenayla domain, they shouldn't be punished at all. So we pointed out a few times, it says on the side, on the margin, le'el chav beis hamed aleph. We learned chav beis hamed aleph. We discussed that the Gemara has in four places the din of gersh and his gayer could cut in shenayla domain, and all four places, leaving out this case, all four places are about kurva, about relatives. That a minatora the ger is allowed to marry his sister because gerushin is gar kikotin shenola dame, and it's only midirabbanu that he's not allowed to. Gzerushem ayomru banu b'kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala. And then the Gemara Chav Beis Amidalev said minatora and midirabbanu, two brothers convert, they can even give hagodas edus. There isn't even a chumra midirabbanu because edus lebezna mesur erba lakol maser. So there they left it on a din deraisa, that the two brothers are kotin shenol adam, there is no kurva. Then we have a third case in Kiddushin in the first parak. Nigmar talks about Yerusha. A wealthy Nochri dies, and he has two sons, and one's two children, I'd say, and one child converted to become Jewish, and the other one remained a Nochri. So in HaTorah, the Gemara says the son who's a ger is not related to the father. He no longer gets the Yerusha. And the whole Yerusha goes to the son who remained an Ochri, who's still related to the father. And then the Gemara says, Min the Rabbanon, they made a takana, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Min HaTorah, the non-Jewish son, Yarshins, the whole billion-dollar Yerusha from the father. Min the Rabbanon, they took away $500 million from the Nochri. The Chachamim have shlita to say Hefker, Bezen, Hefker on the property, on the assets of non-Jews also. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's a chiddush. They say, hefke bez nehefke, they take away $500 million and they give it to the Jewish brother who converted. Why? Because, gzera shem yachze l'suro. We're afraid he's going to realize he's losing $500 million because he became Jewish. Maybe he'll convert back to become a Christian. Now, strictly speaking, it's not going to help. Even if he converts back to become a Christian, but he was Jewish already. He's already kikotin shenol adam. He lost the Yerush. Well, we're afraid he may not think. And it's a lot of money. The father, the goyish father died, he left a fortune of money. So the Jewish son who converted may decide to convert back. So the Rabbanon, they said, don't worry, we'll give you $500 million. We'll take away half of your brother's assets, we'll give it to you. So that's also talking about kurva, kurva. Then we had, the fourth case we had in the Gemara was a non-Jewish family, husband and wife, have a whole bunch of children, and then the father converts. Is he Yotze Pirah B'Rivya with the children that he had B'Nochri Yuso, or does he have to start a family all over again? So Rish Lakish says, Gershon is Gak Kotn Shin Ola Dama, he's not related to the children. We paskin if Mesu, let's say a man was married and he had children and he fulfilled Pirah B'Rivya and the children died before they themselves had children. They themselves already had children, so he's Yotze ready. So he secured the future of his family. They keep on going. Rabbi Yashiv is over 100 years old, and some of his children died already. Okay, but they already have great-grandchildren. His children already have great-grandchildren. So he was Yotze Peribri. So, but if the children die before they themselves have their own children, so then the Gemara says, you're not Yotze Peribri. So what happens? You had a Goyish family, and the father converts. So Resh Lakish says, it's like Mesu, Gershon has got cut and Shinon Adam. With those children who are Nochrim are not related to the father anymore. You can't say that he's Yotze Peribri, but they're not his children. So he has to marry all over again and then start raising a family all over again, if it's possible. If he's young enough, he has to fulfill. We don't paskin like Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's a good question. Why don't we paskin Gershon is God Kotn Shin Ol Dam? So the Gemara in Bechoris discusses it a little. The Gemara gives some kind of an explanation. The Gemara here is in Habo Yevimta also. Yeah, in the Perak Habo Yevimta, the Gemara quotes this Machlekes of Yochanan Rish Lakish. By the Gershon is Gair is a Yotze Pirah B'Rivya with Hoyul Abonim and Ochri Yusam. That's over here, Samach Besam and Aleph. And the Gemara in Bchoris gives a little bit of a Hasbara. It's, with the Gemara, it's still problematic. Why don't we paskin like Rish Lakish? Why shouldn't you say Gershon is Gair Kuhalat Mishanal Tam? So all the four cases where the Gemara uses this halacha, Gershon is Gair Kuhalat Mishanal Tam, is only at that kurva. There is no such din. Gershon is Gair, the whole past is wiped off. Let's say he borrowed $1 million from the bank in order to build a house or something, in order to invest in business, and then he converts and he changes his name. Instead of Jose Mendez, and now his name is Herschel Schechter, so he doesn't have to pay the money. Ani ish acher, ani ish acher. What do you mean? You borrowed the money, you have to pay back. So that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes Asugya in Sanhedrin. If the Nochri, let's say the Nochri ate Eivim and Achai when he was a Nochri. Whenever the Nochri violates any of the Azhoras, any of the Yisurim, the Sheva Mitzvahs, they're all Azhoras, they're all Avim, they're all Yisurim. So if he, whenever he violates any one of the Azhoras, so he deserves an Anish Misa. Even if he steals less than a Shavar Pruta. So let's say the Nochri stole Pachas from Shavar Pruta, we got to give him an Anish Misa, and then he converts. So the Gemara says he can't give him, now he's Jewish, he can't give Misa to a Jew for Gezel, for Eivim and Achai. What if he violated Avodah Zarah when he was a Nochri? Now he converts. So before he's Chayv Misa, now he's Chayv Misa. So now you need a Bezna of Chav Gimel. Before it would have been Eid Echad, the Dayan Echad. All right, so now he's Jewish, we'll require a Bezna of Chav Gimel. So can we give him the Misa? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. Oyber Avodah Zarah is Chayv Skila. A Nochri, who's Oyber Avodah Zarah, is Chayv Saif. All the Sheva Mitzvahs ben Anoch, Azarasam Zui Misosam, the Rambam quotes from this Gemara that he gets Saif. So at the time that the Nochri violated Avera, he deserved Misa. But what Misa? He deserved Saif. Now all of a sudden he converts to give him worse than Saif. So you can't give him worse than Saif. Bishas Maisim, when he did Avera, Skila is worse than Saif. So you can't give him worse than Saif. You can't give him Saif either. Because Ishtani Dina, Ishtani Ktola, the Gemara says. You can't give a Jew, now he's Jewish, you need a Bezna Chav Gimel. You can't give a Jew Saya for Avodah Zarah. If you paskin Skila, and for some reason or another, he's wearing armor, and we can't get the armor off, and you can't give him the Skila, so Atam Misa, B'chol Misa, Shati Ochala Misa. So then you can give him Saya. But you can't give a Gmar Din L'Saya. And you can't give a Gmar Din L'Skila either, because at the time that it did Yaver, he was a Nochri. It was a Ben Noach, so he didn't. So the Gemara says he's off the hook on a technical, because of a technical consideration. Because Ishtani Dina, Ishtani Ktoli, neither here nor there. He can't give Skila because at the time of Didi Averi he didn't deserve Skila. He can't give a Gmar Din L'Saif because he can't give a Jew a Gmar Din L'Saif for having worshipped Avodah Zarah. So that's why he's off the hook. So that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. Bebezin Shal Mata, he'll be off the hook for the Averis that he did from before on a technicality, but not because Gershon is God Kotn Shin Ol Dam. And if he borrowed money from the bank or if he was Mazik, he has to pay the money. You don't say Kotn Shin Ol Dam. The Gemara means Bezin Shal Maila. Bezen Shalom. Let's say a person did Averis and he deserves Einish Misa. Then he did Shuvah, became a Chassidish Rebbe. This is Rav Soloveitchik's Moshe. He did Shuvah, became a Tzadik, became a Chassidish Rebbe. If the Yadim come and they say they gave him Hasran, he was in Kamala Sad, they give him the Einish Misa. It doesn't help that he did Shuvah. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik was all upset. They wrote up Chief Justice Warren. He used to be a Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. So they wrote up in the Yiddish newspapers, in the New York Times, they wouldn't write this up. The Yiddish newspaper used to be a daily. Now it's a weekly, if at all. Now it's a weekly. It used to be a daily. So Rav Soloveitchik used to read the New York Times twice a day. Tumahat, Madura Kama, Madura Tinyon. He used to read twice a day the New York Times to see what changed. He used to read the Yiddish newspaper every day also to see what's happening. We'd always read them between the lines. He would always analyze the news, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. In America, he always analyzed everything. And the Rosh Yeshiva from Kerem Yavne, Rabbi Goldberg, Zohan Lebrochem, when he used to come visit, the Yeshiva and give shiurim, and then he used to visit where Rav Soloveitchik said they would get to talk about Israeli politics. He couldn't believe it. How did he know what the politics is in Eretz Yisrael? He said he read it in the newspapers, and he read it in between the lines, and he interpreted why this politician held this sheet and why he held the other sheet. He said he couldn't believe it. How did he know? He said he hit the nail on the head. So they once wrote up in the Yiddish newspaper, the Chief Justice, Earl Warren, I think his name was, visited the Jewish Theological Seminary. So the Rosh Yeshiva there gave a shiur in his honor, and the shiur was about Ein Adam Eis Matzmei Rosha, one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. Ein Adam Eis Matzmei Rosha, what is it based on? So the vort was that if the person admits that he did an avera, so he's doing tshuva, so because he did tshuva, so that's why he's off the hook. That was the Toichen HaShir. That's the way it was written up in a newspaper. Maybe it's not true. That's the way it said in the Yiddish newspaper. So Rav Soloveitchik came into class the next day. He was all burnt up. He thought as if we all read the newspaper. He didn't read the New York Times. Forget about reading the Yiddish newspaper. The Yiddish newspaper usually had the news from 2 weeks ago. It took him 2 weeks to translate what it said in the New York Times into Yiddish. So we didn't read either newspaper. So he got all upset and he said, that's ridiculous. So he mishtuf to the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when the Rambam quotes the Dinim Avir and Nidachas, that's the last sugya in Maseches Sanhedrin, the last two, three blattas about Avir and Nidachas. So the Rambam writes, problematic where the Rambam got it from, so the Rambam writes that when the Bezna Gadol hears that the people in the city in Eretzel worshipped Avodah Zarah, they send two shluchim. Where does it say this in the Gemara? It doesn't say. They send two shluchim to give them Musar, Tachocha, they should stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. If they do tshuva, they're off the hook. And if they don't do tshuva, then sarm aleim la mohammed. Then the Bezna Gadol puts together an army, and the army surrounds the city, and they take control of the city, and they give everybody the nishmis, and they burn down the whole city. So the Raibit is massing on the Rambam. What do you mean? He writes, it's a nice idea that if they do tshuva, we never heard of such a thing. That a person does tshuva and he doesn't get the yoinish misa that he deserves, there is no such halacha. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik Moshe. He does an avera, then it becomes a big tzaddik, it becomes a chassidish rebbe, it's not going to help. The Bezna Shalmat is still going to punish him. That's what the Raibit says. Either Rambam, so he said he heard from his father, the pshat and the Rambam is, if they do tshuva, so they're no longer judged like an ir and idachas, you treat them like yechidim. They're going to be chayv misa anyway. But it treat him like a chidim. That's how the Ragat Shava writes in the Sefer on the Rambam, Tzofnas Paneach and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That's how the Ragat Shava also writes. And it's based on the Pasuk, the Gemara and the Mishnah, in the end of Sanhedrin says, Anshei Renidachas, Ein Lahem, Chelek, Lyalam, Abba, Shinemar, Yotzim, Anoshim, Bnei, Belial, Yotzim, Inshe, Yotzim, Eilomim. They lose their Olam Haba. They lost their Olam Haba. So the Rambam understood that that's a Tanai in the Din. If they're not going to lose the Olam Haba because they did tshuva, then the whole parasha of Avir Nidachas doesn't apply, but then you judge them like Yechidim, like a Yochid who worshipped Avodah Zarah.
Can we say perhaps that just the two people that are being sent are just being sent as witnesses, and the whole idea of their being sent is to give Hasra'ah, and before they were sent there was no Hasra'ah, so they couldn't do them a punishment?
No. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, you need a lot of witnesses. You have to have witnesses for each and every person. No. That's the question. Where in the world did the Rambam get this whole idea? What does it get if they do tshuva and mutav, the whole thing? So the Osamech says, if you look in the Moira Nevuchim, the Rambam interprets a whole parsha in Sefer Yoshua that it's a din of Avir and Nidachas. Yoshua ben Nun fought the war, and after the Shevish Kavshu, so he sent back Bnei Gadim and Reuben, Chatzu Shevet HaMenashe, they sent them back to Eivah Yarden. He said, "Gesund, stark, be well, to see you sometime. Don't forget to try to be a regular." And that's how the Goyim say, and he told him, "Don't forget to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias." That's how the Tshuvas HaGoyim say. And Yeshua ben Nun sent back the Bnei Gad and Aruv, Chatzis Shel Menashe, and said, "Don't forget to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias." So the Psukim say in Sefer Yeshua, rumors reached Yeshua that they made a Mizbeach, and they're bringing Shchut Echutz, they're bringing Karbonis on the Mizbeach. Truth of the matter was, it didn't happen. They made an imitation Mizbeach to retain a connection with their Jews in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't going to travel back and forth. So they made a Mizbeach to remember that they subscribed to the Mizbeach in Eretz Yisrael. They're still part of the Jewish people. They were not Markiv Shchut Echutz. But Shua ben Nun heard a rumor that they were violating Shchut Echutz. So the Rambam understood a Chiddush Nifla in the Mor Nebuchim, that the din of Ir Nidachas doesn't only apply if the Rov Ha'ir worships Avodah Zarah, if the Rov Ha'ir does any Avir, if they eat Basa B'chalav, if the Rov Ha'ir is Mechal Shabbos, the Rov Ha'ir does talks Lashon Hara, I don't know, the Rov Ha'ir does any Avir, Shchut Echutz, you're not Chayv Misa, you're Chayv Koris. If the Rov Ha'ir violates any Avir, maybe an Avir Sheish B'Koris, I don't know. So it has a din of Ir Nidachas. So what's the din of Ir Nidachas? So Yeshua ben Nun sent two shluchim. It says he sent Pinchas and Alot. I forgot about whom. I already forgot whom he sent. He sent two rabbanim to give them the Musar. And he said, if they'll do tshuva, is good. So the Rambam is matik, everything there. In Sefer Yeshua, he's quoting everything in the Mishnah Torah, assuming like he interpreted in the Mor Nebuchim, that parsha in Yeshua is a din of Ir Nidachas. That's what the Or Samech says, that this whole Rambam is all based on what he himself wrote in the Mor Nebuchim. It's a fantastic Kiddush. So getting back again, the Tosfos Shem says over here, what does the second Tana mean? Gershon Nizgah Kotten Shenol Dam. He means what we usually refer to as Gershon Nizgah. Has no shaychas. That's about kurva. That's about relationships. That you're not related to your brother, you're not related to your sister. It doesn't apply over here. The reason why the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where is it, that fine base, I think, is the reason why Anochri, She'obad Avod Azor, and his guard, the reason why he doesn't get an Onish Misa, is not because Gershon is God Kanshan. The Gemara said, because Ishtani Din Ishtani Ketola, you can't make a Gemara Din L'Skila, you can't make a Gemara Din L'Sayif. Can't make L'Sayif because he's Jewish, there is no such thing. Can't make a Gemara Din L'Skila because at the time he worshipped Avod Azor. He didn't deserve skilus. So he neither has that. On a technicality, you can't get it. But if he borrowed money, Bezna Shalmata wouldn't make him pay money. The Gemara here means Gershon is God. Shinon Tommy Bezna Shalmaila. Shuva works for Bezna Shalmaila. It doesn't work for Bezna Shalmata. So the Gemara says, if the Nochri did call Davarasa, and then he converts and he's Mekabal all mitzvahs, and now he leads a life, a proper life, he observes all as many mitzvahs as he can, then we say, he did tshuva, so it's not right that Reb Yossi is disagreeing with the Tanakhama. How can you say that they're being punished now for Alibay Bezun Shalmaila, for the Averis that they did from before? The Bezun Shalmaila shouldn't even punish them. They did tshuva by the Mazes. Shine, they did tshuva. What Rashi says on Chumash, Mishalim son of Alpanov, and so on, that Tzadik suffers by the Mazes because the Banishlam wants to reward him, that's if the Tzadik didn't do tshuva for the Averis. But if the Tzadik does, if now he's a Tzadik and he does tshuva for the Averis that he did, he doesn't deserve any punishment by Olam Hazeh either. He doesn't mean Gershon is got cotton shenol adami the way we usually mean it. He means he did tshuva. He did tshuva, so he doesn't deserve to be punished. The Melitza, Gershon is got cotton shenol adami. The Melitza, why do they use such an expression? When it appears in the Gemara, usually what it means is that there's no kurva. Why do they use this Melitza?
Tshuva,
I thought, even with Tshuva, Yisurim would still come,
and Rabbi Yossi
saying, there's not going to be Yisurim, even if, and if the Gemara is just me and Rabbi Yossi, then he just did Tshuva, so I thought Tshuva doesn't help for Chavimisis. So how can the Gemara must mean maybe it's like more Mechudesh? This is a bigger Tshuva. By Jews, he was a Jew, and now he's a Jew. A non-Jew decides to convert and lead a whole different style of living. That's a major Tshuva. So maybe that's bigger. I don't know. Good question. I think the reason why I use the lashon Gershon is God Kodeshin Ela Dami, some people study the Tanya. So on the first page in the Tanya, he quotes that the neshama that a Jewish person has, neshama that a non-Jew has, is, comes from a different place. The material is made up from different material. The material of my suit is different from the material of your coat and so on. Different material. So he says that the neshama of the Mesoilam is a clear, neshama of a klipa, something. Shama b'nei Yisrael from the materials mitachas kisi hakovet. So that's on the first page in the Tanya. Some people don't get too much past the first page. It's not such a difficult sefer to read. Some people don't get too much further. So they always ask the question, so if a non-Jew converts, so what happened to the neshama? He started off with a neshama from a klipa, and now all of a sudden, how neshama changed? So that those who teach the Tanya, they always quote, the answer appears in the Zohar, that when a non-Jew converts, he's given a new neshama, and the old neshama leaves. So that's literally, that's perhaps why the Gemara uses the expression, Gershon is got kikot and shenay ladamin, like a new baby is born, is given a new neshama. So the Gershon is got, is also given a new neshama. So the Gemara means to say, he did a major overhaul. He did a major change, and the Bezno Shalmailo should not punish him. It's like he said, Abochi Luki Kapora, but it's a bigger form of truth. So why does he? So how does he explain this phenomenon, Rabbi Yossi? Apparently, they're all facing a situation. They all see that the gerim are suffering during their lifetime. They saw that gerim who were doing well when they were nochrim, after they converted, they would suffer. Because they don't observe all the mitzvahs properly. They accepted upon themselves kabbalas on mitzvahs because they lack so much knowledge. So usually b'shoigeg, they're not going to be fulfilling the mitzvahs properly. And the third Tana gives a different reason. What's so bad to do me'ava me'yira? That's what Tosfos said. What's so bad if you do mitzvahs me'yira? Okay. Ava is a higher madrega than yira. That's what we mentioned the first day when we started the Romans. We mentioned the Ramban, the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Zohar v'Shomer. So the Ramban says that all the mitzvahs essay stem from the fact that there's an inyan of Avas Hashem. We want to demonstrate that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we do the mitzvahs. And the observance of mitzvahs loisei all stem from Yiras Hashem. So they're both necessary. You have to have Avas Hashem, you have to have Yiras Hashem. Then the Ramban says, which is a higher level, the Ava is more important than the Yira, and that's why there's a din of Esed Echol Esesei, because the essay stems from Avas Hashem, and the Loisesei stems from Yiras Hashem. So, of course, it's a higher madrega to do Mi'ava than Mi'ira. Okay, like the Ramban quoted from the Gemara. But that's why they punish, that's why they suffer. If we would all observe all the mitzvahs Mi'ira, we'd all go straight to Gan Eden. What's so terrible? A higher level, you're talking high madrega, is a person keeps the mitzvahs Mi'ava as opposed to Mi'ira. Okay, but why does he deserve a punishment? So that's what Tosfos works hard on. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that. It means this, it means that. Tosfos has a doichik pshat in the Gemara. It means that there's something wrong. There's something wrong with their shmiras amitz. And what's the last suggestion? Acherim oimrim. Another Tanaim said it pshat. Mevnei sheshow atzmam lehikones tachas kamfei hashken. Who's acherim oimrim? The Gemara says in the end of Hirius that they were unhappy about Elisha ben Avuya. They were unhappy about Rav Meir. They were unhappy about Rav Meir. Meir tried to depose the chief rabbi. So they punished him. So a lot of times they'll quote what he says, but they don't quote in his name. So I'll say Acherim Amrim instead of quoting B'Shem. You're always supposed to be Amr Dover B'Shem Ram, right? But if the person is a Baal Aver, then the Gemara says, Ein Amrim Shmur Ba'Gadah B'Shmo. You don't say over in his name. So Rav Meir was punished by the Tanaim, so they call him Acherim Amrim. So Tosfos, yes, but all over in Shas, it quotes Rav Meir. So Tosfos says, maybe they only call him Acherim when he quotes something from Elisha ben Avuya, who was known as Acher. Rav Meir was a Talmud of Elisha ben Avuya.
Doesn't the Gemara in Horio say that they repealed the decree again to call him Acherim? First they called him Acherim, and then they said, okay, it's fine. And the Gemara concludes that they repealed that.
So Acherim does not mean Rav Meir. It doesn't mean. Tosfos says every so often you have a braisa where it says, Rav Meir, Acherim. So how can it be Acherim is Rav Meir? So that's what Tosfos suggests. Maybe Acherim Amrim is only when it's Rav Meir b'shem Elisha ben Avuya. They're not happy with that answer either. I don't know. Maybe it's just another Tana. Maybe they did repeal. I don't know.
Tosfos
says,
I think, in Sotah that Acherim is Rav Meir first
Ed, and
then Rav Meir is Chozer, and a different
Chita.
So then it's a
Okay. So that's the question. He claims that the Gemara says they backed that. They stopped. So Acherim Amrim just means someone else. Doesn't mean Rav Meir. Okay. So there's a fourth Tana. What is the fourth Tana? They should show Atzmon Ikonas Tachas Kamfi Hashchina. They really should have seen the light earlier. They really should have converted earlier. Amar Rabba Bobi, Taim Rab Chanina, Maikro, where do we have a pasuk that seems to be alluding to this? That when Rus Hamavia converted, so her mother-in-law Naomi tells her, Yishalom Shem Polech, Sihim Askur Tech Shleim, Amim Hashem Shabbos Tachas, Shabbos Lachas Tachas, Kenofa, whatever it says there. So it says twice the Loshen. Yishalom Shem Polech, Sihim Askur Tech Shleim, it's the same thing. So that's what the Mashua said. Yishalom Hashem Polech, he deserves Schar for converting. Sihim Askur Tech Shleim, you deserve Schar Shalem for the fact that you hurried to convert. You didn't wait till an old age. Taisus Rektakashe, based on their calculations of Tanakh, the bottom Taisus, she was around 200 years old. So what do you mean? That she didn't convert as a teenager. So Taisus says she wasn't 200 years old. The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Rus, what does Taisus quote from Nozid Avchav Gimel? Rus was Bas Beno Shel Eglam Beno Shel Bolok Melech Moyav. So if you read it literally, Bas Beno, she was the granddaughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak. So she's 200 years old. So Taisa said, doesn't mean Bas Beno. She was a great, 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 great granddaughter. Doesn't mean Bas Beno. Bas Beno means a descendant. Yishlam and Bas Beno is loved after. Okay. That was Taisa's kasha. The Gemara says that she converted at a young age. And Taisa said, based on their historical calculations, she should be 200 years old. Okay. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says that in Brochus, there's a Gemara. That the Nochrim who live in a certain city are going to be punished because they used to see Kvot Shamayim, used to see Agilei Shechina, because the Rabbanim would sit and learn in public in Yarchei Kala, and they didn't convert. If the Nochem see such a Kiddush Hashem by the Jews and they don't convert, then they deserve a punishment. So here the Gemara says they should have converted earlier. Okay, where's that Gemara? In Brachas?
I think so.
Okay. It's not in Makas. Okay. So we're going to stop here and we'll go back to the beginning of the third parak. Beginning of the third parak, we already did quite a few times. It's a repeat. It's a repeat from the first two parakim. Okay, let's see. Abo Achim, Shnaim Hamtzum, Shtei Achoyes. Okay. Two brothers, they're four brothers. Keneged Abo Barim Debater. Okay, they're four brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters, so you see that it's permissible. And they say, Tosis quotes later, the Sefer Hasidim says, two brothers should not marry two sisters because Mavatl Mitzvah Yivamin. Because if one of the two brothers will die, then there won't be any Yibam, there won't be any Chalitza, because she's Achos Ishtoi. She's Achos Ishtoi. So Tosis says that Chumra is against all the Mishnayos. That's not called Mavatl Mitzvah Yivamin. Mavatl Mitzvah Yivamin means if my brother, I happen not to have a brother, if my brother died and his wife is Kukali Yavam, and there's a mitzvah to do something, either Yibam or Chalitza or something, and then I do something to pata myself. I go and I marry her sister, and Yavama becomes an Achos Ishtoi. So that's not right to be Mevatel Mitzvah Yavama. But to marry two brothers, marry two sisters, so we set it up in such a way that in case one of the brothers will die, everybody's going to die ultimately. Case when one of the brothers will die, there won't be a din, and they'll probably have children. That's not called Mevatel Mitzvah Yivamin. The Mitzvah Yivamin didn't begin yet. But that's what it says in the Sefer Hasidim. People don't follow that Sefer Hasidim. You have a lot of famous people, two brothers married two sisters. Amchatzka Levenstein was the Mashgiach in the Mir Yeshiva after Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitz. So his two daughters married two brothers. Other prominent people. So we don't observe that. Okay, so here the Mishnah has, the four brothers, two married two sisters, and the two who are married to the two sisters both die. So neither of the living brothers is allowed to perform Yibum on either of the sisters-in-law. Why not? They're not allowed to do Yibum, they have to do Chalitz. Why not? So the Gemara says, the rest of the Mishnah is just a simple arithmetic, a simple calculation, nothing new. That if one is an Erev, so there's no Zika to the Erev. So the Gemara says, Shema Amino, don't you see from the Mishnah, Yesh, Zika. What's the issue? There's an ongoing debate in the Gemara. Rashi tells you to look before, where was it? Yud Zayin on the base. on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, apparently was the first time that the Gemara brought up the machlekes, but they say yesh zika or ein zika. What do you mean yesh zika, ein zika? When a married man dies and he leaves no children from a previous marriage, has no children at all, and he has a surviving brother, so there is a din yivam is kukali yavam. Of course there's zika. The machlekes amoroim, then the Gemara points out, it's really a machlekes hatanoim. Machlekes amoroim is which opinion from the tanoim one should accept. Where's the machlekes hatanoim? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in the end of Nedorim. If my brother died and he left no children, and I have to do chalitza yibum, and the yivam takes a neder, can I be made for the neder? See, if you hold yesh zika, everybody holds the yivama is a kukali yavam. She has to have chalitza. You have to do something. But the machlekes is whether the zika is a form of ishus, has nothing to do with ishus. It didn't require. She has to have yivama chalitza. There is no ishus yet. See, if you hold yesh zika, so the yivama is considered as if she's partially married to the yavam, so he should be able to be mefer in the dorm, like a bal mefer in the yishtoi. But if you hold ein zika, So then he cannot be made from the Nidorim. So from the fact that the husband can be made from the Nidorim, the Yavam can be made from the Nidorim, sounds like it's a din deraisa. Yesh zika is a din deraisa. That's a question. So the Gemara, so that's a machlokes hatanoim there. So we paskin cannot be made from the Nidorim. See, the Gemara has a different machlokes. If I'm married to a woman and she dies, I'm permitted to marry her sister. Achas ishta lachamisa ishta is muta. Because the pasuk says, "Isha lachos alasikach litzra aleha bichayev, only bichayev." Achasish lachamisa is muta. That's a pasuk. But that I'm not allowed to marry isha bita. Let's say the wife died, and then he falls in love with his mother-in-law. Mother-in-law was so nice all the years. Mother-in-law is 20 years older than him. What? 10 years older than him? Or maybe he's older than mother-in-law. It doesn't make too much of a difference. There's a miser like that in upstate New York. A guy lost his wife, then he married his mother-in-law, then they had a child. And then the child had to be bar mitzvah. So he brought the child to the rabbi, and it was in the mountains, and he wanted to make a bar mitzvah, said the kid. So the rabbi wrote a whole shiva, whether the child is a mamzer or not. Because isho bito, chamoy says an isha kari. So normally it should be a mamzer. But what happened over here was that his wife died, so he married his mother-in-law after his wife died. Didn't ask any shaylos. So he married his mother-in-law after the wife died. So that's a machloikis later, where the chamosa lachamisa zishtoi, Rabbi says that's a machloikis satanai, where the chamosa lachamisa zishtoi has misa or not. So we paskin that there's no misa. So the shayla says there's no misa, doesn't mean there's no koris either, or does mean there is still this koris. So that's a machloikis, Rashi and other Rishonim. So Rashi says there's no koris, chamosa lachamisa zishtoi, there's no misa and there's no koris. It's only an Issa or a Shochevim Choysantai. An Issa or. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds that the Gemara just said there's no Misa. Ba'esh Yisrifu Oso V'yeshen. The Gemara says, Ba'esh Yisrifu Oso V'yeshen Eshteyem. If both are alive, if the wife and the mother-in-law are both alive, then you give Sreifa. For one who violates Isha Bito. But Chamos Elach Misa Sishta, it's not Eshen, Eshneyem. So there's no sreifa, but there still will be koris. So that's a machlokes. So this Talmud Chacham wrote a hold about Torah. He did research in Achrayim. So he shows there's a machlokes men akotze el akotze. Some hold that since you lowered the level from misa to koris, so the child will not be a mams. Even though we usually assume that the vlad from all the chavi krisis is a mams, so it's abu al achoso. Abu al achoso, there's koris, but there's no misa. So Balachosa, the vlad is a mamzer. But that's because Balachosa is an Issa Chomer. Chamosa Lachamisa Sishta started off as an Issa Sreifa. And then Lachamisa Sishta, it was lowered down to the level of only Koris. According to the Ramban, lowered down to Koris. So since the Issa was Huklash, so the child will not be a mamzer. And other Rachmanim say, no, even according to Rashi, that there's no Koris, there's only an Issa or a Shochim Chosanto, there will be Koris. Because it's still Chosanto, it belongs to that Parsha. So is an Orach Laner, another Achan Rahol, Shaila Halachamais. You have to make a bar mitzvah for the kid anyway. The kid is Jewish anyway. The Shaila is when the kid grows up in another 10 years and he wants to get married. Does he have to marry a Giyoris or a Mamzeris, or can he marry a regular girl? So that's what this rabbi, Talmud Chacham, he wrote a whole Tshuva Halachamais about that. I forgot what his Maskana was. So here the Gemara has Achoy Sishta Lachamisis Sishta is Muta. So let's say my brother that I never had, my brother dies, and I'm supposed to do Yibum Machalitza. And then I wait a little bit. My brother was 85 years old, 95 years old, and then his wife is 94 years old. She gets a heart attack a week later, and she dies also. So am I permitted to marry her sister? Of course I'm permitted to marry her sister, even if I would have been married to her. So that is no machlekes. So the Gemara on Yud Zayin on the base has a machlekes amoyroim, Rav and Rav Huna, Rav Yudah. Machlekes, what if the Yavama died, my brother died, and the wife is kukli of my brother, left no children. Then the Yavama dies. Am I permitted to marry her mother? Am I permitted to marry her mother? So that's the machloikis. So if you hold yesh zika, it's considered as if I was married partially. It's not a full eshazish. They're different. There's such a thing as a chatzishir ravishus. You don't say either you have a full ishus or you have nothing. No. You have erisin and you have nisuin. So erisin is a partial eshazish. Nisuin is more. Then not only do you have erisin and nisuin, you have a shivcha harufa. So it says lo yumsuki lo chupasha. A shivcha harufa is a partial ishus. Normally an eshazish is inso, the boil and the nevelas both get an oinish miso. They get the same punishment. Here it says bikoristin. We discriminate, we distinguish. The boil gets malchus, and the shivcha harufa gets malchus, and the boil has to bring asham shivcha harufa. Why? It's kiddushi yosham. It's an incomplete ishus. It's even less than erisin. Then we learned the Rashi shita. There's a din haboal yevim toy is kaina be mishogig be memezet. That's the first mishnah in haboal yevim toy. Normally, when you mekadosh an isha, because of shtar or bebiya, kiddushi be, you also need das. I'll be pashtas. You mekadosh an isha, a katan is mekadosh an isha, even idei biya, and kiddushi. I'll be pashtas. There's a difficult, the Muki Yosef, in the beginning of Perek Cheresh, the first mission in Perek Cheresh, a Cheresh ought to be katan la b'nei das. So a Cheresh cannot be mekadosh an isha min ha-Torah. So the Gemara says they made an institution of kiddushi mid the rabbanim for retarded people. Cheresh means retarded. So they made a takana with Rabban. For Shaita, the Gemara says, they never made a takana. The marriage is not going to last. So they're not going to make a takana because that's ridiculous. That's on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. But Kiddush Cheresh, they made a takana. For retarded people, not only a Cheresh with a Cheresh, it's a Cheresh with a Pikachas also. Some people would be happy to marry such an individual. So let's say a Cheresh is Mekadosh and Isha Bibiya. So does that make it any better? So the Nemuki Yosef quotes a difficult Yerushalmi that the Pashta says we should not accept. Yerushalmi says the Cheresh is only Kiddush and the Rabban, that's by Kiddush Ishtar and Kiddush Kesef, because you need Das. But Kiddush Bia, you don't need Das. So even though the Cheresh is a Labar Das, the Kiddush is the Reis. The Pashta says that we should not Paskin like that, Yerushalmi. The Pella is that the Beishmuel quotes it on Shulchan Aruch. Why did he quote this Pella Dik in the Nemuki Yosef? We shouldn't accept that, Yerushalmi. It's a Pile Ploy. Okay. So the Pashta says for Kiddushin, not only Kiddushin, Kesef, and Shtar, the Kiddushin be also. It doesn't mean you just do a Maisa issues and then you slide into the marriage. You need Das. So Cheresh to be cut doesn't have Das. What about Yibum? Yibum doesn't need Das. Abol Yivim to Beim Shegik, Beim Mezid, Beim Yonis, Beim Ratzoid. He has a mind and shames Nus. Still the din is that corner. So what if you have a Cheresh Abol Yivim Toy? So the Mishnah says in Perek Cheresh, Cheresh Abol Yivim Toy is Koinem and Atoyro. Even though he's a Labar Das, he Koinem and Atoyro. So what about a katna boy of imtoy? So Rashi sheet in Kiddushin is on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Rashi holds that a katna boy of imtoy is also koine min haTorah. Aye, but the Gemara says that a katna boy of imtoy, if the wife is going to be mezana, she won't be chayv misa. How does the pasuk agree? Isha sheinef esay shesish, asheinef esay shesveyei, mosi mas hanoei for hanoi office. So the Gemara says ish prat bekotn, a katna haboy le shesish. It's not chaymis. Ish hashinif, ish is ish, prat lekotten. Ish is cotton, whose mezana is not chaymis. And the Gemara says, what do you mean, ish is cotton? It doesn't exist. There is no ish is cotton. The Gemara says, no, it does exist. Cotton habo yevimtoi, So Rashi learns in Kiddushin, Katan, like a Cheresh HaBol Yimimta is Koinim and HaTorah. So Katan HaBol Yimimta is also Koinim and HaTorah, because by Yibum, HaBol Yimimta, Beim Shegig, Beim Yimezid, Beim Yimimimimimim, Beim Ratzon, you Koinim. So you don't need Das Kiddushin. So the Katan HaBol Yimimta is Koinim and HaTorah, like a Cheresh HaBol Yimimta is Koinim and HaTorah. That's how Rashi holds. And nonetheless, the Pasuk says, Isha Shemedes, Isha Sish, Patla, Isha Katan, that if she'll be Mezana later on with someone else, she won't be Chai Misa. So Behechrech, you have to say, even according to Rashi, that the Ishus is incomplete. The cotton can make Ishus, the cotton can have Ishus when he's Baal Yevimta, like a Cheresh al Baal Yevimta, but it's going to be an incomplete Ishus. It won't be Ishus of Misa. It'll only be Ishus of an Isa Reshus Ish, but that a Chai Misa. So you see, you can have a Chatzi Shira of Ishus. You can have, with the Rabbanon, for sure we know, with the Rabbanon, there's an institution of Kiddushe Ketana. The father can marry off the ketana that's min haTorah. But let's say the father died, the girl is the yisayma. So the Rabbanon, they made a takana that the mother and the brothers, ketana yisayma, she yisayua ima v'yacheha, so that's a kiddushin mid the Rabbanon. And kozman that she's still a ketana, she doesn't if she's unhappily married, all she has to do is go to the bezdin and say she doesn't want to remain married with this boy, and she breaks up the halisha. That's called Mion. There's no need for a get. If the husband divorces her and he gives her a get, she's a Grusha Asura L'Kayim. But if he doesn't divorce her, and she goes to the Bez and she declares Mion, I don't want to remain married to him, so then she breaks up the issues. If she goes to the Bez to do Mion before she becomes a Gedol. So you see that on the level of the Rabban, for sure there's such a thing, it's an incomplete issues. But even on the level of the Raisa, Kiddushi Mion is patterned after Kiddushi Osham, by the Shifra Harufa, that if she's Mizana, she's an Eshes Ish. Ches Shivcha v'Ches Baschorin is an Eshes Ish. She's married to a Jewish man. And if she's Mizana, so the boy Shivcha Harufa, is chayiv to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa, b'im shogig b'im emezin, and she gets Malkus. And nobody gets any Misa. Lo yumsul ki locho pasha. If she would have been freed, she would have been a Shivcha shenishtachara, then Kiddush HaNatopsin 100%. Then it would have been Misa, Aroinish Misa. But lo yimusuki lo chupasha, because it's only chetzer shivcha. If she would have been a full shivcha kninus, it would have been en kedushin tops and would have been zero. There's no issues at all. Because she's a chetzer shivcha, a chetzer baschar, and it says a hofte, lo yinefdasa, she's peduya ve'ena peduya, she's partially peduya, partially ena peduya. So that's why there's an incomplete issue. So you see, on the level of the Rabbanon, on the level of the Raisa, there is such a thing. So the maximum you can say over here, yesh zika, you can't say she's a full eshes ish. There's no chiyuv misa. By a Yivam al-Ashuk, if she's Mizana, the worst it can be is going to be Malkus, a lav. Let's see, Eshes HaMeis HaChutz HaLeish Zar, Yivam al-Yabalat. And it's a lav. You can't say there's no Misa over here. So that's the machloikas that the Gemara has. Do you say, Yesh Zika, there's a partial issues? Or do you say, Ain Zika? There's no issues. It has nothing to do with issues. It's a din. She has to fulfill the mitzvah. The Yavim has to either do the mitzvah of Yibam Machalit. Shad, if you hold... So if you hold Yesh Zika, so one time is that we said it's a Machlekes HaMaroi Mitzayinam Beis, and it's really a Machlekes HaTanoim in the end of Nedorim, whether the Yovam has the ability to be made for Nedorim. Machlekes HaMaroi is which Tana's opinion to accept. One Tana says the Yovam can be made for Nedorim. Sounds like Yesh Zika is a Din Deraisa. That's a Pella. So how do we Paskin? So we Paskin Yesh Zika. Because over Yesh Zika here, it's five lines on the bottom of Yudzayinam Beis. Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Rav. Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yudah. Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. You can't say Oser Ba'achoisa. Achesishta Lachamisa Sishta is Mutter. Even if Yesh Zika Deraisa, Achesishta Lachamisa Sishta is Mutter. So he talks about whether Oser Be'ima or Mutter Be'ima. So if you hold Yesh Zika, so it's like Chamosa Lachamisa Sishta, it's going to be Oser. But if you hold, if you did, then would have been Ein Zika. So then there's no issue. But Kozman, the Yivam is still alive. Let's say my brother died, and his wife, he left no descendants, and he's married, and his wife is kooked to me, so I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Why am I not permitted to marry the Yivam's mother? It's either because, that's what the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to be miyabim one or the other. Why not? What's the issa to marry achois zukukosa or aim zukukosa? So one opinion, the way we paskin, it's also because yesh zika. So the way we paskin is Yesh Zika, even if the Yivama dies, I'm allowed to marry her sister, Achisish to Lachamisish is Mutter, but I'm not allowed to marry Ima. That's Chamosa Lachamisish, that will be Asa. And according to the other opinion, which we don't accept, so you see over there, they have the letter base on Yud Zayin and base. They have the letter base. Rabbi Yud Hamashmeres Hamashmeres also bima. We pass in Yezika. According to the other opinion, that's what the Gemara says. On Chavav and Manalov, after the Mishnah. Shma mino, don't you see from the Mishnah, Yesh Zika? How can it be a machlokes hamaraim? How can you tell me it's a machlokes hatanaim at the end of the Dharm? Why isn't it mentioned over here? Perik Arba'achim. And the other Tanaim are not Goris the whole Perik? If you hold Ein Zika, so you cross out a whole Perik Arba'achim, it can't be. The Gemara says, Dee, Ein Zika, if you hold like the other Shitas, Michdi Hani Mitre Bati Koasyan, the two different brothers died. Let each living, there are four brothers, two surviving brothers, two who died. So let each brother, one brother can't be miyabim both because they're sisters. So that's achis ishte b'chayeho. But let one brother be miyabim one almana, or the other brother be miyabim the other almana. So it must be because they're both zekukah. So each one is achis ishte. So neither surviving brother can be miyabim either of the ivamas. So how do you read the Mishnah if you don't accept we pasken yesh zika? So the Mishnah is good. If you hold ein zika, how do you read the Mishnah? You can really hold like the other opinion. Ein zika. But the reason why you're not allowed to be yamshim, the kasava, also the vatal mitzvah sivamin. What does it got to do? Also the vatal mitzvah sivamin. Also the vatal would mean like this. I have one brother, the brother died, and his wife is kukli. I'm then I go and I marry her sister. I married a sister, so I just made the Yivama was kuka to me. I had to do a mitzvah, either Yivam or Chalitza. I go and I do a stunt. I go and I marry her sister, I marry her mother. So she becomes Isha Bito. The Yivama becomes Achis Ishta Isha Bito. So I'm afkir the whole Zika, and I just killed the mitzvah. Like there's only one Esrig in town. And then it comes Erev Sukkot, and I cut up the Esrig into pieces. I can't fulfill a mitzvah. So I made it impossible to fulfill the mitzvah. Here, my brother died already, and his wife is a kukali. I'm supposed to do something. Then I go, wise guy, go and I marry her sister. I married her mother. I make it impossible to ever do Yivam Machalitza, because she just became an erva. So that's Mavatal Mitzvah Yivam. But here the two brothers. They're four brothers. The two brothers married to the two sisters. They both died. So they're two surviving brothers. So what's Mavatal Mitzvah Yivamim? What's wrong if one brother will be Miyabim, one? What's the Mavatal? The other brother will be Miyabim, the other. The Gemara explains. They're still missing a line. We're concerned. Dilma Adam Miyabim Chad. They're not going to be Miyabim during Shiva. During Shiva, it's also B'tash B'shamita. Not going to be Miyabim. The day after Shiva. Mixes Hayam Kukulai. After the morning when they say Amokim Menachem, so they got to be Miyabim the same day. They have to go to mikveh, whatever. They have to decide whether it's going to take a while. It's not going to be overnight. So concerned Dilma, we're concerned one brother is going to do Yibum, and then the other brother may die before he has a chance to do Yibum. And it turned out that by my doing Yibum on one Yivama, and the other Yivama was also Skuka the Yibum Machalitza, and then my brother goes and he dies, the other surviving brother dies, I was mevatel a mitzvah with chashina le mitzvah dilma adam yabim chad. While one brother is going to be yabim, mayisidach the other brother may die. Become mevatel mitzvah sivamen. Feg mar kasha. So why does it only give the case arbu achim? It should be the same thing if you have shlosh achim. Ihachi is a technical term that appears in Shas many times. Yachi means you have two interpretations in a din. So if you hold like the first interpretation, I have no kasha. If you hold the second interpretation, then I have a kasha. So every so often, it appears every 50 blot in the Gemara, it says Yachi. We don't understand. Why was it better? If you would have held the other way, there wouldn't have been a problem. It's only a problem over here. So here there's a lot of ink spilled. The Rishonim Achrenim have a lot to say on this Yachi. This is problematic. Rashi is the first one. Rashi starts talking. Okay. So what does it say? Ihachi. What does it mean? Iyamet Bishleima, if you would have said the reason for the Mishnah is Yesh Zika, where we pass on Laloch and Yud Zayin on the base Yesh Zika. So then we understand why it says Apo Achim and it doesn't say Shlosha Achim. Why do we understand? Why is it better? Okay. But if you hold Ihachi, if you hold from this second interpretation, that it's because of the issue of Batal Mitzvah Sivamen, Plus, Nami, the din should be, the perik should be called Shlosh Achim. Shaim Nisuim Shtechos. Why did they give the case of Abu Achim? Mora says, no, that's Tachmo Poshit, Lo Meboi Kamrina. That's more Poshit. If two brothers died, and there's only one surviving brother, he's going to do Yibam on one, So bevada he's killing the mitzvah. Bevada I'm a battle mitzvah yivam. But if the two surviving brothers, there are four brothers, two surviving, why should I be choshes? The other brother's going to die. He's only 25 years old. Why is he going to die? He's healthy. He doesn't have any medical conditions. So that's a chiddush. Lo meboi ko amrinon. Lo meboi tlosa devadei mevatel mitzvah yivam. And aval dalet lemisa loy chashinon komash malon. That's a chiddush in the Mishnah. You have to be choshes lemisa even if there are two surviving brothers. Fake Marsa, why not tell me a bigger chiddush? The perek should be called chamisha achim. Tell me a bigger chiddush. The two brothers married to the two sisters died. You have three surviving brothers. You have 10 brothers. 10 brothers. 12 brothers. Yankov Avin had 12 sons. 12 brothers, let's say. So, and two brothers die. So she say, Chashina Lemisa. Why don't you say a big Yechidish? Mora says, no. You're only Chashish Lemisa Dechad. Chamisha Nam Yaman, Misa Dechad, Chashina, Misa Dechad, Chashina. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. If there are three surviving brothers, you're not Chashish Lemisa Dechad. Only Lemisa Dechad, yeah. So this is a shaila. This din of yesh zika. That's how we pass. Yesh zika. This din of yesh zika. Is this a din deraisa or a din derabban? So the Tana says he mayfin it darim. Sounds like he holds that it's a real din deraisa. Yesh zika. He has the ability to be mayfin it darim. Mayfin nidre yishtoi. Lohakel. Lohakel. And a din deraisa. But we don't pass like that Tana. Even though we pass in yesh zika. We don't pass like that Tana. Is that because we hold that yesh zika is only midirabbanon? Oh no, yesh zika is maybe a din deraisa, but still ad kedei kach lahokel, not maybe only lahachin, not lahokel. So there's a gemara chav zayin on the base. The gemara is distinguishing between one case and the other. So the gemara says, "Hanimilihecha." It's about 10 lines, 13 lines from the bottom of chav zayin on the base, a little below the middle of the daf. The line begins with the word viasura. So the Gemara answers the question, no. Hanimil hech dekoy ba'api isa rachisisha derais. Ocha zika derabbanon hi. Yesh zika is only with the rabban. So the simple reading in the Gemara that yesh zika is only a din with the rabban. But then you look in the Tosfos, ocha zika derabbanon. Pirush abeinu chananel. No, I never meant that. It means Rav Lishitosad holds ein zika. So the only reason why you're not allowed to marry achosu kukos is because mevatel mitzvus yivamen. That's only midirabbanan. But the yesh zika maybe is a din deraisa. So it's a shaila whether this story, this yesh zika, is it really a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Okay. This chashina lemisa, what did the Gemara say? Gemara said, if he don't hold, we pass in yesh zika, on Yud Zayin and Beis. We pass in yesh zika. If he would have held Ein Zika. So how do you read the Mishnah? Because Mevatel Mitzvah. How is it Mevatel Mitzvah? If there are three brothers and two married to the sisters die, I understand that's Mevatel Mitzvah. That's Vaday Mevatel Mitzvah. But if you have four brothers and two survive, how is that Mevatel Mitzvah? Because Chashina Lemisa. So that's what Tosfos says on Chav Zayin Beis. The whole Chashina Lemisa, this is only with the Rabbanim. So when do you say Chashina Lemisa? So on the top Tosfos on Amid Beis, Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Yuma. The first Mishnah in Yuma discusses whether Chashina Lemisa. The din is that the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur in order to do the avodah, because it says B'chipa Ba'adoi Be'ad Beisa Beisa Zuishtoi. That's the first Mishnah Beis Amin Aleph in Yuma. The Tosfos Shishonim on the first Amid on Beis Amin Aleph writes a suffix, two opinions. What if the Kohen Gadol is single and he didn't get married? Is it Ma'akibid Yeved or is it just L'chatchil? So Tosfos has 2 days. Okay. Then the Gemara says he's not allowed to have two wives. Chipa bata bat beisay bais echad velo shnei bat. Only one wife. He can't have two wives. On Yom Kippur, can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes the Kohen Gadol can't have two wives all year long. And the Rabbi is masig on the Rambam. Why not? Yom Kippur can't have two wives. Why can't he have two wives all year long? He's not doing about this Yom Kippur. And the Rabbi is takash. It's a beferish pasuk in Devar Hayomim that there was a Kohen Gadol who had two wives. So what did he do when he came Yom Kippur? He divorced one of them. So a strange driving. Doesn't make sense to have the wives. Then they ask on the bottom of the page, the pasuk in Devar Hayomim doesn't exist. It says that, there is no such pasuk. It says that Kohen Gadol read a shidduch to someone else, two wives. He was Masadik Yudushin. It doesn't say he married two wives. It says he married someone else off to two wives. It doesn't say that he married two wives. It's a problematic writing. Okay. So here the Mishnah on the first Daf in Yuma. The Mishnah is very serious about this. Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, but he's not allowed to have two wives. So One Tana says Chayshina Lemi. His wife is a young girl. His wife is only 19 years old. Wife is a young girl. He's only 25 himself. He's a young boy, young girl. Everybody's young over here. Chashina lemisa. So let him marry another wife on Erev Yom Kippur. But if he marries two wives, Tegnish. Because only Bayis Echad, no Shnei Batim. So he'll let him give her a get. Gives a get, he's only married to one wife. He has to give a get a la Tanai. What kind of a Tanai? Complicated Gemara. There's one daf there, daf Yud Gimel, in Yuma, that has Hilchas Gittin, that you can study all the Masechas Gittin, you won't know those dinim. There's a Gemara, if you know Gittin with Taisus, you'll know. Taisus will quote the Gemara. But if you don't get them just with Rashi, there are dinim that appear in Yuman, the Afyugim, they don't appear in the whole Masechus Gim. So the Gemara has complicated cheshbonis, but how the Kohen Gadol is going to see to it that he's married only to one wife, to make sure he has a wife, and in case the first wife dies in the middle of the day, sure. So the Gemara has this discussion whether Chashina Lemisa is Man Muot. His wife is healthy on Erev Yom Kippur. Young, healthy wife. Why should he be choshish? She's going to die within 24 hours. Chashina lemisa des mamut. Des mamaruba, that makes more sense. Chashina lemisa des mamaruba. So that's a question, what's the definition of zmamut and what's the definition of zmamaruba? There the Gemara is talking about zmamut. His wife should die within the next 24 hours. It's Erev Yom Kippur. And the wife is young and healthy. Why should I be choshish that she's going to die? So that's called zmamut. And if it be 3 days, and if it be 2 weeks, how much is mamaruba? So the Maram Shik has the first tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezer. He discusses this. He discusses there's a young man, and they suggested a shidduch to the fellow, and he can marry the girl now, but he feels if he'll wait, he's learning in yeshiva, if he'll wait another couple of years, he's already up there 18, so he's supposed to get married. If he'll wait another couple of years, he'll be so he's talented in learning. He'll become so successful in learning, he'll get himself a bigger and a better shidduch than what they're suggesting now. So the question is, he wants to wait a couple of years. They say, Chashina lemisa, you're supposed to see to it that you fulfill a mitzvah for a rabbi. You say, yeah, I have your whole lifetime to fulfill a mitzvah. So I'll get married at the age of 35. What's the rush to get married at 22, 23? I'll get married at 40. I can have children at the age of 40. So to wait from the age of 23 till the age of 40, that's lizman meruba. Chashina lemisa lizman meruba. Or a person is going to get married now, practice birth control for the first 5 years. After he finishes graduate school, then he'll decide he'll have all the children. So that's Chashina Lemisa, this Man Merubah. So how much is called this Man Merubah? How much is called this Man Merubah? So the Maram Shik claims he has a right from a Taisvus and Yuma that is 30 days. This Man Merubah, the Mishnah there is talking Chashina Lemisa, this Man Merubah, that's overnight. Erev Yom Kippur, you have to be afraid that the Kohen Gadol's young, healthy wife is going to die overnight. So that's the Machlokes in the first Mishnah because it's Kaporas klalis olas toli on the Kohen Gadol, he has to be married. Maybe one Tana insists, Chashina lemisa, even lizman. But in Kol HaTarkula, there's a chashash, Chashina lemisa, lizman meruba. So that's a question. The Maram Shik claims that it's 30 days. And Chashina lemisa is not only by Yom Kippur. It's not only over here by Mevatel Mitzvah Yivamin. Chashina lemisa, benegia to the din of Pirav Review also. Let's say the din is if a Jewish man has to have a bris milah. Let's say when he was a little baby, his parents never gave him a bris milah. So now he's already an adult. He's after bar mitzvah. So he has to arrange to have his own bris milah. And what if he doesn't arrange to have a bris milah? So the pasuk says, whoever is not now is onush kores. But he didn't die yet. He can yet have a bris milah. So when is he onush kores? That's a makis.
Yeah.
Machlek is Rashi and Taisus. Oh. Most people know it's Machlek is Rama Meraivit. But those who know Makkas know it's a Machlek, it's Rashi and Taisus. What? Whether you chayv kares for postponing one day.
It's very shlokish and revealed.
In that sugya. Huh? Right. So in that sugya, there's a Machlek, it's Rashi and Taisus. Whether you're onish kares for postponing, he's before bar mitzvah, the kid is not going to be onish kares. After bar mitzvah. So we tell the kid, you better take care of the bris milah today. If you wait till tomorrow, you've got to be onish kares. But he say, no, he has a whole lifetime ahead of him. Chashina lemisa, you better shake a leg. Don't wait too long. You may yet die, and people always plan to do things before they die. Then they die, they don't have a chance to do it. So that's chashina lemisa, this mamruba. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raiva, machlekes, the Rashi and Tesis, whether the Orel, Zohar, Shaloi Mol, is only on his chorus if he dies, and he didn't take care of the bris milah. But ultimately, he takes care of it before the day that he dies, so then he's not on his chorus. Or do you say no? if you postpone one day, the bris milah you mechayev to take care of it at the first available opportunity. So that's more than, that's not just chashina lemisa l'zman merubah. It's saying that that's the bitla mitzvah. If you wait till tomorrow, you mevatel mitzvah. Is that always the case? Let's say when the kid is bar mitzvah, he has to hear parsha zocher. So some rishonim hold parsha zocher once a year, every year is a dinder. So the Sefer HaChinuch suggests maybe parsha zocher once a year, every year. The kid was bar mitzvah, nowhere near parsha zocher. So you tell him the day he's bar mitzvah, he has to take out a sefer Torah and learn parsha zocher. No, don't wait till parsha zocher. Wait till it comes the parsha Shavua. You'll be yotze with parsha Shavua. So you don't say he has to fulfill a mitzvah the day that he becomes bar mitzvah. So apparently we distinguish that some mitzvahs you have to fulfill a mitzvah immediately, and other mitzvahs you have time. That's the Chazon Ish has a comment on the Mishnah in the Goyim. Rashi on Chumash quotes this. Ubiyom heraos hanega. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Yesham Shata Royas Hanega, Yesham Shata Royas Hanega. If it's Yontif, Chalamoida, Yontif, or the Chosin just got married, so Shivas Yemei Mishnah. So you don't have to insist that you have to do Riyas Hanegoyim. There's a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. If a person seems to have a Nega Tzaras, you have to bring into a coin that the coin should paskin, whether it's a Nega Tohar or a Nega Tomei. So what if he develops the Negat Saras on Yontar for Shivas Yimei HaMishnah? So it says he doesn't have to. The Mishnah learns that from the Pasuk, Yesh Yom Shiyata Rais HaNigayim, because there's a Chi of Simcha there. But if it's not Yontar, what's the problem with Yontar and Chosin? Wait till next year. What's the Behola to wait? He's not Metami till the coin declares him as Tomei. So let him wait till another couple of months. What do you need a Pasuk to say that the Chosin is allowed to wait? So from the Mishnah would appear, Pashim Shat in the Mishnah, that normally when you have an issue of reasoning, you have to do immediately, today. If you wait till tomorrow, you're mabatel a mitzvah. And the Pasuk tells me, if it's a chosin, Shivas Yimei HaMishnah or an yontif, so then, because of the mitzvah of simcha, so you can postpone looking at the negat zaras. But normally you're not supposed to postpone. So you get the impression as if Parsha Zachar is from the... All the mitzvahs are serious, but Parsha Zachar is a less serious mitzvah. So you don't have to rush to do the mitzvah immediately, the same day you become bar mitzvah. And bris milah, according to some Rishonim, you have to fulfill the mitzvah today. If you wait till tomorrow, you chayv karas already. You mevatel a mitzvah, even though you mekayim the mitzvah ultimately a week later, but the fact that you waited till tomorrow, you mevatel a mitzvah. And rias negoyim is also apparently from the more serious mitzvah. So we have to divide the mitzvahs into different categories. You said, abo chiluki kapar in the averis. So the Gemara does recognize that different levels of Averis. We have to absorb the mitzvah kala kavachamur, you have to be careful about all the mitzvahs, but still the halacha distinguishes that some mitzvahs are more important than others, and some mitzvahs have to be taken care of immediately. Now the mitzvahs is just a shayla of chashina lemisa midirabbanan. Some mitzvahs are more than chashina lemisa midirabbanan. It's a real bona fide din deraisa. So that's a shayla. What about piraviriviyah? What about to postpone having children? Is that only an issue of chashina lemisa midirabbanan, or is that something, or maybe piraviriviyah is a mitzvah rabba, maybe it's a more important mitzvah and you have to hurry and do it as early as possible? The Gemara says that if a person is interested in learning, so he can postpone getting married a little bit. So the Gemara says, if it would really a din d'oraisa, so how come to learn Torah is mutter? So you have to work on that to try to understand. That's the first Beis Shmuel. Ebenezer raises this question. Says the first page in Ebenezer that boys are supposed to get married at the age of 17, 18. And Shmuel Esri L'chupa, the Rama says, at the beginning of the 18th year, after his 17th birthday. And others say, at the end of the 18th year. So the Beis Shmuel raises the question, why not the day he became bar mitzvah? Why not tell him? So he says, that's unreasonable. How's he going to learn? The kid's a little boy. He has to learn Torah. So maybe the din that if he's already 21 and he wants to learn some more, he's allowed to postpone getting married. Maybe that's part of that. That's part of the definition of the nature of the mitzvah piraviriviyah. If you want to learn some more, so you're allowed to postpone. Maybe it's taka din deraisa, you're not allowed to postpone getting married, but for the sake of learning, it's permissible. Okay, so you got it. That's what to discuss. The next Gemara on Chavav and the base is really Yavamas. So maybe we'll save this Sunday, because here you got to have fuller concentration. Maybe we'll discuss some other easier things here. At the end of Perek Habo, Yavim Toi, the Mishnah has the discussion of the din of Piri Verivyum. It starts on Samach Aleph from the base, and the Gemara quotes all the different opinions from the Tanoim. How many children do you have to have in order to fulfill Mitzvah Piri Verivyum? So we paskin like this Hillel. There are two versions of what the Machlokes Pesil Meshamai was. So we paskin like the Mishnah, like this Hillel, you have to have a son and a daughter. Fine. And then the Gemara says on Samach Beis on the base, we're holding down the middle of Sphira. Gemara says on Samach Beis on the base, even though a person already had the son and the daughter and he fulfilled the mitzvah of Pira Virivya, this is around 20 lines from the top of Samach Beis on the base. The line begins with the words Dalavki Rebbe Yeshua. Masnisin Dalavki Rebbe Yeshua Detan Rebbe Yeshua Emer, Nasa Isha Bial Duso, even though you had children when you were younger. And then he divorced his wife, or his wife died, wherever. Yisa Isha Bizik, or he wants to marry another wife before the Chemde Rabbeinu Gershom. Yisa Isha Bizik Nusa. Hoyo Labanim Bialdusa, Yisa Labanim Bizik Nusa. Shenemer, he quotes the Pasuk in Koheles. The Pasuk sounds like he's talking to the farmers, that the farmer should be conscientious, and he should plant seed in the farm, in the field, in the morning, and he should continue to plant in the evening. So Rabbi Yeshua says in the Braise, Le'er Batanach Yadecha doesn't only refer to the farmer planting on the field, it goes on having children, and it goes on having Talmidim. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Kivayim, the next line in the Braise, Rabbi Kivayim, Lo Matar Bialdusa, if you learned a lot when you were young, and then later on you retire from work, Yom Matar Biziknusa, you should continue to learn. Hoyla Talmidim Bialdusa, if you have a person had a lot of Talmidim, he shouldn't retire if he's still able to teach. And then the Gemara tells this story. Rabbi Kiva had so many thousands of students. He had 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs of charusas, 24,000 students. And then they all died in a short period of time. What did they do? There was hardly any learning going on in the world. 24,000 Talmidei Chachamim died. Al-Shabar Rabbi Kiva Etzel Rabbi Senu Shebe Darom, he met up with five young people and he started teaching Torah to them, and the whole Torah Shabbat Peh went through these five students. And who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozim, and Shamua, Heim Heim Hamid HaTorah. And when was the Perikech? When did they all die? So the Gemara says on the first white line, Kula Meisim Pesach V'Ratzer, during the Sfira time. So that's what the in the Shuvas Agayim, the Oitzer Agayim, the Torah quotes it on this Gemara, because of the fact that Talmid Rabbi Akiva died at this season of the year. So the Gainim instituted, you don't have it in the Gemara, but the Gainim seem to have instituted a minik to have Miktsas Avelus. You look in the Torah, so you see that the two parts of Miktsas Avelus were introduced in different generations. The first Miktsas Avelus were introduced that you don't take haircuts during the period of Sfira. Then years later, another takana was introduced that you don't have weddings during the Sfira. Why don't you say that it's all part of the Miktsas Avelus? Whenever you have a minig, we learned a few times, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Whatever the Chacham made a takana the Rabbanan has to be patterned after Dinam the Raisa. So you look in the Bi'ur HaGro'ah very often on Shulchan Aruch, on Aruch Chaim, and on Yerideya, and on Eben Ezra, but you don't have it. He'll always explain, whenever there's a minik, he'll always the minik doesn't only have to make sense, have a good reason. It has to be more than that. If it doesn't have a good reason, it's a minik shtu. It has to be more than that. It has to be a kiyum of some kind of a din or another. If there's no kiyum of anything, then it's not a binding minik. Then it's called a minik shtu. So every minik has to fall into some category. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that in Avelus, we have three levels of Avelus. We have Shiva, you have Shloshim. Then if a parent dies, you have Yud Beis Chodesh. So here the minig is that one, we observe Avelus during Sfira. Some observe the whole Sfira, some observe 33 days. Different minhag, which 33 days? So one observes a Miktsas Avelus. What's Miktsas Avelus? The lightest form of Avelus is Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh. Avelus Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't go to weddings. So why did they have to make two different minhagim at two different times? First they made a minig not to take haircuts, then they had a minig not to get married. So in the commentaries on the side of the Shulchan Aruch explain that the Gemara says in Maseches Moikot, in the third parak in Moikot, in all the dinim of Avelus, that in Avelus, Yud Beit Chodesh, you're not allowed to get married if you already have children. But if it's a young boy getting married, Mishain Leisha Bonim, a guy who has no wife and he has no children, and he's engaged to get married, he's not engaged. One of his parents dies in the middle of Yid Beis Chodesh, has to wait till the end of Yid Beis Chodesh to schedule the wedding. The din is not so. He's allowed to get married. He should get married in the middle of the Yid Beis Chodesh. If it's his wedding, someone else is getting married and you're not available to Yid Beis Chodesh, so you don't go to the other guy's wedding. But I was never married before, and I don't have any children. So after, you don't tell them, wait till after the Yud Beis Chodesh is up. We were discussing just the other day when we learned about the Bochsa Sabiv, Asima Yerach Yomim, Bochsa Sos Tziponeo, we passed like Rebbe Kiva, Tegadelos Tziponeim, that it's a form of Niyu Gavelos, Shloshim, she observes Avelos Shloshim. The Gilchas Rosh is for Nivel. You don't say let her hair grow, but Bochsa Tziponeo, we passed like Rebbe Kiva, that Tegadela said Tziponeim, that's the Nivel. So we explained that during Shiva there's a requirement for Nivel Meruba. During Shloshim there's a requirement for Nivel Bemitzas. And during Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't need any Nivel, it's only Miyut Tanugim. And whatever, the Miyut Tanugim is so severe that it enters into the category of Nivel Bemitzas, like Adyigar B'chaverov, then it's already more than the Did requires. And wherever the Nivel Bemitzas of Shloshim enters into the category of Nivel Meruba, the Pischi Tshuva, the shirt is filthy, then that's more than the din requires. Whenever the Nivel Meruba enters into the category of Yom Tzayir, by the Istin is bathing in the middle of Shiva, then it's more than the din requires. In those cases, it's Mutter. So the din says, if one is an Avelis Yid Beis Chodesh, he's not allowed to party. He shouldn't go to someone else's wedding. But if he didn't fulfill Piri Riviyat, Mishain L'Isha Bonim, he's not getting married to have a good time, to have fun. The Torah requires he's supposed to get married. So it's not miyut tanugim. The din requires he's supposed to get married. When you get married, if you love your wife, you'll have a good time. You'll have a happy marriage. We bless everyone. They should all have a happy marriage. Okay? But you can't say the guy wants that. What motivates him to get married? He wants to have a good time. He wants to enjoy himself. He's not allowed to enjoy himself. He's supposed to have miyut tanugim. He wants to get married because everyone is b'chuyif to get married.
Let's say like the kid wants to get married, but their parents are in the
Avelis.
So should the parent come to the wedding or
not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has quite a few tshuvas about that. Yeah, the parents go to the wedding, and the Rav Moshe tells you to what extent they're allowed to participate, to what extent not. Yeah. It always comes up. There are always cases like that. Always happens, yeah. So that's what the commentaries explain in Shulchan Aruch. The original minig was that in Sfira one observes Mikzas Niyu Gavelis. You don't have the spirits, and you don't have get-togethers, parties, and so on. But Mishain Leisha Bonim, the guy never got married before. So based on Hilchas Avelis, this is supposed to correspond to Yud Beis Chodesh. Mishain Leisha Bonim is permitted to get married in the Yud Beis Chodesh. So then in later generations, they developed a minig not to get married, even Mishain Leisha Bonim, not to get married during the Sirah, because a different reason, they say, Loi Mesamna Milsa. It's not a mazel to get time to get married. Why? That minig was developed after the days of the Crusades, because the Crusades always began in the springtime. So they would travel over Europe and they would kill all the Jews on the way in order to go to Jerusalem to establish the heavenly kingdom in Jerusalem. So the minig developed that because all the Rabbi Natan was almost killed on Shavuos. All the Crusades all began during Sfira time. That's where their communities are. They only say the Avarachmim during the Sfira time, because that's when most of the pogroms in the days of the Balei HaTosfos were this time of the year. So that's why they developed the minig, and they say just like there is such a minig in Rishonim that you try to get married, B'tchilos HaChodesh is a simen yofe. When you're picking a wedding date, so you should pick B'tchilos HaChodesh as opposed to Sof HaChodesh, when the moon is growing bigger and bigger, to symbolize the idea that the love for each other should grow, as opposed to Sof HaChodesh, when the moon is getting smaller and smaller. It's not an Iser, it's not, we said over from the one who wrote the Sefer Eim HaBonim Smecha. Originally was an anti-Zionist, he's in Hungary, and then in the middle of the Second World War, when the Nazis were killing everybody, he realized what a stupidity. If we would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, we would have not gotten killed. He was killed by the Nazis ultimately. So he wrote a whole Sefer about how ridiculous it was, this sheet, the anti-Zionistic sheet. So this fellow happened to be a big Talmud Chacham. He wrote Svarim of Shabbos HaTshuvos normal. It's not Hungarian style. It's regular style of Shabbos HaTshuvos. And one of his tshuvos in Chelek Avanezer, he has about this. So he says, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that it's prohibited to get married. There's no minig not to get married b'sof HaChodesh. There's the Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin and Perek Arbimises, where the Gemara talks about Lo Sa Nachshu, but Lo Sa Oneinu, you're not allowed to do something that's Nichush. You're not allowed to do something Lo Sa Oneinu. Ona means man. You're not allowed to say, oh, Friday the 13th, that's an unlucky day, and this day is a lucky day, so I should do things on this day and not do things on the lucky day. So that's Lo Sa Oneinu. You're not allowed to have that attitude. The one exception to the rule, the Gemara says, is the end of Maseches Tainus, that Chodesh Ador is Bariya Mazla, the Mazla of the Jewish people is healthier, and Chodesh of the 9 days is Reya Mazla, the Mazla of the Jewish people is better. That's the only two seasons of the year that we have a tradition that this is a lucky season, this is good for the Jews, this is bad for the Jews. When there's a confrontation between a Jew and a non-Jew, so you should have the, you should go to the court during Chodesh Ador and not go during the 9 days. But other than that, you're not allowed to do that. So the Muki Yosef on the Rif there has a machlokes that many had a minig to try to schedule a wedding dafka in the beginning of the month, b'milui halavon on that b'sof HaChodesh, because this is a luckier day than that. So that's a violation of Lo Sa Oneinu. So the Muki Yosef defends the minig. He says you're permitted to do it. Doesn't say you're mechuyev to observe it. Says it's permissible when you're scheduling the date for the wedding. It's permissible to look on a calendar to see where is Tchilas HaChodesh, where is Sof HaChodesh. It's l'simen toiv, like on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says you have things, simonim, you dip an apple on honey, and you eat carrots, and you eat figs and dates and whatever, all the things, l'simen toiv. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a sweet year because you had an apple and honey. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you make a simen at the time. So you're permitted to do that. You're permitted to do it, but let's say the couple gets engaged, and every month, the wedding hall is booked from the beginning of the month. So in order to get married, it's only available the end of the month. The only way to get married the beginning of the month is to wait extra 5 months. And the sister-in-law is expecting a baby, so you can't have it that month. And the mother-in-law is expecting a baby, and this one is having this and this. And this. So you have to postpone 4 or 5 months. So that's ridiculous. If the alternative is to have the chasen of the Sof HaChodesh, or to postpone 2 or 3 months in order to have Tchilas HaChodesh, So you don't go for this minig. That's ridiculous already. So the Achrayim say that just like we have a minig, we want to get married b'tchilas HaChodesh as a simen toiv. So to over here, we have a minig that we don't get married during Svira. What happens, let's say different people have different minhagim, which 33 days observe in Svira. So this shaila comes up all the time. My minig is that I observe the first 33 days till Lag Baomer, and I'm going to a wedding tonight. So how am I allowed to go to the wedding? So the answer is that's their shaila. Are they allowed to get married or not? So they asked their local Orthodox rabbi. They worked it out that they're allowed to get married tonight. Once they're allowed to get married, so I can attend the wedding. It's a makom mitzvah. You're allowed to attend the wedding, even though I wouldn't be allowed. According to my minig, I wouldn't be allowed to schedule a wedding this time or this year, but someone else schedules a wedding. So that's a makom mitzvah, you're allowed to attend. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, that's Rav Soloveitchik wrote. The pashtus is like that. And whenever you have, Rav Moshe even writes more than that. Rav Moshe writes, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to take a haircut during Svira, and you're not allowed to get married during Svira. So then it says if a person did violate the minig and he did get married, we don't penalize him. So the Mishnah Brura writes, but if that's because getting married is a mitzvah. But the minig used to be that if a person did take a haircut during the Svira period that you're not allowed to take a haircut, they would penalize him. He says the minig used to be already. In the days of the Chafetz Chaim, they didn't have such a minig anymore. How are we going to penalize him? But if one took a haircut in violation of the minig, so you would penalize him. But if he gets married, you don't penalize him. So Moshe says, if no one's going to attend the wedding, Ein lecha knas gadol mizeh. What do you mean, Ein konsum also? So obviously, the guy gets married in between Rosh Chodesh and Lag Baomer, that l'chol days, that's the minig that to get married. So obviously, even though he picked the wrong time, everybody attends the wedding. Because you've got to say that no one's going to attend the wedding. So, Ein lecha knas gadol mizeh. So Moshe says, even if he got married by Isser, Ein konsum also means that you do attend the wedding. Kalochaimer, if he got married by Heter, he picked a date that according to his minig, you're allowed to get married. So the other people for sure are permitted to attend the wedding. There's a famous passage in the Zohar discusses why is it that we don't say Halal Sholem on Shvi Shal Pesach. So the Gemara gives one answer, and the Zohar gives a different answer. Yeshivas Yankov explains that the Gemara giving an answer to a different question, the Zohar is giving, there are two different questions, that's why each question needs a different answer. Because the Gemara in Erechin Daf Yud Amud Beis says that there are two Mechayvim of Halal. One Mechayv of Halal is Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara raises that question, why is it that every day of Sukkis to say Halal Shalom? How come on Pesach you only say Halal Shalom on the first 2 days? The Gemara explains that every day of Sukkot is chaluk and mekorban the same. Every day of Sukkot has its own parsha. And the Chumash, b'yom Hasheni, b'yom Hashlishi, b'yom Ravi. So every day is a Yom Tov Pifnei Atzmo. So every day has a separate chiyuv simcha. So every day you're mechuyev to recite Halal every day. Hasheni came Pesach. The whole Yom Tov, all the 7 days of Pesach are included in one parsha in the Chumash. You don't have a separate parsha for each day. So it's one long Yom Tov that extends for 7 days. So he said Halal on the first 2 days. So he said Halal on the first day. But the second day is the Sveik of the Yomah. So he said Halal on the first 2 days. So Yoytze already. That's only a minig that we recite that. So there are moments. It's only a minig that we recite the Chatzi Halal on the remainder of Pesach. So that's what the Gemara explains. That Pesach is not Chaluk and Mekorban the same. All Yontif is contained in one parsha. So you Yoytze the Simchas Yontif by saying the Halal on the first day. The Zohar is asking a different question because the Gemara says that we recite Halal on Chanukah because of the Ness. A Ness is a new Mechayev. There's one Mechayev of Halal for Simchas Yontif. Then there's another Mechayev of Halal, Zeichel Ness. So the Zohar asked a question, different question, why don't we recite Halal on Shvi Yishal Pesach, Zeichel Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf? So on this, the Beis Yosef quotes a famous Medrash, gave an answer, Masi Yadatov Mayam, at the moment Shira, it's not proper that we should say Shira. So the Zohar gives a different answer. You're talking about Halal. Alanes, it's not right to say halanes because we are in the period of Sfira, and Sfira is an inyan of Avelus. What's the inyan of Avelus? What the Zohar? The Zohar is assumed to have been written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Dr. Belkin used to say it's not true. He said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai edited the Zohar. He said just like Rav Yehuda Hanasi didn't author the Mishnayos, he edited the Mishnayos. They preceded him, so he thought he had some kind of rise that the Zohar preceded the days of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai edited it. Okay, Zolzayin HaZohar. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's writing about they already had the minig avelus that the Goyim introduced centuries later. What's going on over here? So the Zohar, so Rav Soloveitchik used to explain that line in the Zohar that the Zohar has such a line that says when a person is Tomei, sometimes he has to have Shivin Akim. Azav and Azov have to have Shemini Kim. A Tomei Meis has to wait 7 days. Then they go to Mikvah on the seventh day. So sometimes if the whole nation is Tomei, so it's not enough Shemini Kim 7 days. You have to have 7 weeks. So in the Tefillah that's printed in a lot of Sidurim after the Sfira Saimer, so one recites the Tefillah that the purpose of Sfira Saimer is that Tahareinu Mitupasenu Miklipasenu. The purpose of Sfira Saimer is to be Metairas. This is the Shemini Kim of Klal Yisrael. So when a person is Tomei, here the whole Klal Yisrael is Tomei, Tomei Tumas Mitzrayim, we want to be Mitayr ourselves by leading up to Shivin Akim, leading up to Kabbalah Satar and Har Sinai. So when a person is Tomei, he's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So that's an Inyan of Avelos. When a person, the Iker Inyan of Simcha is when a person is Lefnei Hashem, Esmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. When a person is not allowed to be Lefnei Hashem, so that's a lack of simcha. The Gemara says that it's in today's Sedra. It says that the Bnei Aharon, Roshechem al Tifro, V'deichem lo Sifro, V'lo Samuso, they weren't allowed to observe Avelus over the death of their brothers. Nadav Avihu died, so the brothers were not permitted to observe Avelus. So the Gemara says that Kain Gadol is not permitted to observe Avelus. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah, Lo Yitama is a mitzvah, and Parshas Amor. Rabbi Shmuel says when the 7 relatives die, lo yitama. So Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitama means the kohen is permitted to be mitame to the zaykrum. It's a rishus, but it's not a chayva. We don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, pass like Rabbi Akiva. Lo yitama is a chayva. So the Rambam writes based on Gemaras that included in the mitzvah of lo yitama is avelus. The Rambam holds that avelus yam rishon. Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim like that. And the Chaver pass like that. Avelus yam rishon is their raisa. So where is the mitzvah to observe avelus? Lo yitamba is a chelik of nihu gavelus. That is the mitzvah of nihu gavelus. So the Gemara writes that a kohen gadol all year long does not observe avelus because kohen gadol all year long is ki yisrael baregel dami. Just like yisrael on yontif, we have the mitzvah of simcha, asim mitzvah sesei derabim. V'dochi yesed diyochid. Simchas yontav is an esed derabim, and avelus is only an esed diyochid. So the Kohen Gadol is also, all year long, the Kohen Gadol also has a chi of simcha. Why? What's the connection between the Kohen Gadol and Yisrael Baregel? Because on Regel, there's a chi of aliyah leRegel to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. And the Pasuk says, "Asmachtem lefnei Hashem alkechem." Simcha is always when one is in the presence of their Baruch Shalom. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga. The Gemara has an Agarta. Ein atzlus lefnei amokim. There's always rejoicing. When one is in the presence of their Baruch Shalom, there's always simcha, there's always rejoicing. So, baregel, we always have to be in the presence of their Baruch Shalom. So that's mechayivas, chiyiv simcha. And the Kohen Gadol all year long has a chiyiv to be in the Beis Hamikdash. She has to always be, every day. The Rambam writes, quoted by Sefarta of the Kohen Gadol in the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam has a whole section about Kohen Gadol. So he says, it's the obligation of the Kohen Gadol, the responsibility to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, every day, as much as possible, and to supervise HaKrovos HaKarbonos. So just like Yisrael Baregel, don't observe Avelus, because that's the Chi of Simcha. So the Kohen Gadol all year long has the Chi of Simcha. So the Parsha says in today's Sedra, in Parsha's Shmini, that the Elozah v'Yisamar, the other two sons of Aharon, also had a din of Kohen Gadol, that they were not allowed to be metame to the brother, the Ramban, poses that kasha. Every so often, the Ramban Chumash is quoting verbatim from the Ravid. That apparently was a common practice in the days of the Rishayim. They would quote from others without giving credit, without, because everybody knew that you're quoting, like the Nebuki Yosef, a lot of times always quote the Ran, a lot of times quotes word for word from Rashi. Doesn't keep on saying he's quoting from Rashi. It's self-understood he's quoting from Rashi. So the Ramban Chumash every so often quotes verbatim, chunks from the Ravid, the Ravid's Pirush and the Torah's Kohanim. So this piece is also from the Ravid. Yes, the kasha. Why didn't Allah's of Isamar, they should have observed Avel, they should have been metame to the brothers. Lo yitame zachayba, why weren't they metame? So he quotes the Rabbi, gives two answers. One answer is, not to interfere with the simcha of the Shmini Lemiloy. They were celebrating the Chanukah Samishka. Then the second answer is, Amolam, the she answer, not a hayrasha. The second answer is, that they had a din like a Kohen Gadol, just like the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelus all year long. Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki yisrael baregel dami. So Allah's of Yisamar also had a din of Kohen Gadol. Why should they have a din of a Kohen Gadol? So he says because they all had Meshicha b'shem and Amishcha. Then the Ramban gives as a mashal. The Ramban and the Rabbi give a mashal like a Mashuach Melchama. The Gemara says next to the last parak in Yuma. So the Gemara tells you which dinim does the Mashuach Melchama have in common with the Kohen Gadol, which dinim are different. So one of the dinim is, he's not allowed to wear Shemayin HaBegadim. When he brings Karbonos on Beis HaMikdash, Mashuach Melchama only wears Dalet HaBegadim, like a Kohen Hedyu. But the Gemara says he's not allowed to Mimtama, even to design Krovim. Just like a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol only allowed to be metamit to a Meis Mitzvah, like a Nozir. Not allowed to be metamit to the Dain Karim. So the Mashuach Muhammad has that din. So what's the criteria to determine which dinim the Mashuach Muhammad does have? The Gemara spells out all the dinim. How do you determine which dinim he does have, which dinim he doesn't have? So that's famous Shem Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that he said the Kohen Gadol has two dinim. He has a Kedushas Kohen Gadol. He make Meshicha b'shem and Amishcha. He make Meshicha on the Klei HaMikdosh. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaKem Shasa Moshe, Meshichosa Mekat Shosa. So when you do Meshicha on a Kohen Gadol, it's a Din L'Doiros. The Bai Sheni, they didn't have Shem and Amishcha. Yoshia Melech was Goynes, Shem and Amishcha, towards the end of the period of the Bai Rishon. But the whole Bai Rishon, they did Meshicha b'shem and Amishcha on the Kohanim. So the Meshicha, just like Meshicha in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, was Mekadosh, Kol HaKelem Shosa Moshe, Meshichosa Mekat Shosa, the Meshicha was the Mekadosh, so the Meshicha gave Kedushas Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Gadol. Then there's another thing of Shem Kohen Gadol, the Bezin, how to appoint them. That's a Tosis in the first Perek in Yuma, you'd base on a base. Tosis comes, there are Mishnayos, where the Mishnayos talk about firing a Kohen Gadol. And he no longer has the din of a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, if he's Mechal Shabbos, has to bring par Kohen Gadol, special, doesn't bring Kizbo Sira. Like a normal person is Mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a special kind of a carbon. So the Mishnah in Horius talks, the Sugya in Ksubis and Sanhedrin, the Sugya talks about a Kohen Gadol who sinned B'Shoigeg, and then before he had a chance to bring the par Kohen Gadol, they fired him. Which carbon does he bring? Does he bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol, or does he bring the carbon of an Odom Hedyo? So Tosis discusses who has the right to fire him. So this is quotes from Yerushalmi, the Kohen Gadol is mismana bepeh, and he's mistalek bepeh. Whoever had the right to appoint him has the right to fire him. And who is that? So Tosfos is not sure whether the Sanhedrin or Rechav HaKohanim, who's exactly the one who. So you see that there are two aspects to the Kohen Gadol. One is the Meshicha. Meshicha is Mekadesh. Mizman Baishena, they didn't have Shemin HaMishcha, so the Gemara said, Ribud Begadim. The person whom the Sanhedrin wanted to appoint as the Kohen Gadol would put on Shemin HaBegadim, he would be Makru Karbonis with the Shemin HaBegadim. So that's Mekadesh, that gives Kedushas Kohen Gadol. And then in addition to that, and the Kedushas Kohen Gadol is like Poka Bichdi. The Kedushas Kohen Gadol, even if they'll fire the Kohen Gadol, he's still going to have the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Any dinim that depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol will last, even after he'll be retired or fired. And then there's another aspect of other dinim of Kohen Gadol depend on the Shem Kohen Gadol, the Minui. And once they fire him, so Ois Kohen Gadol. So those dinim he will not have. So who do you have who has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, does not have Shem Kohen Gadol? That's the Mashuach Muhammad. He has Mashiach and B'Shem and HaMishcha, that's Mekadosh him. But they don't give him the title. They're not, but Bezin is not Memanah him as the Kohen Gadol. So whatever dinim the Mashuach Muhammad has, that indicates that those dinim depend on Kedushas Kohen Gadol as opposed to Shem Kohen Gadol. So that's what the Ramban and the Ravid write on this Pasuk in today's Seder and Shmini, that Alozah V'Yisamar, they all had Mashiach and B'Shem and HaMishcha. So they all had Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The only one who had the Shem Kohen Gadol was Aaron HaKohen. So to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, you got to have the Shem Kohen Gadol. But to be also Letami LeMesim, that Kedushas Kohen Gadol is enough. All right, that the Mashiach Muhammad is not allowed to be Metame to the Zion Cruz. Okay, believe that on Sunday, we got to start the next line in the Gemara, which is back to real Yavamas. So far we didn't get back yet. We're still vacationing. What?
So
we'll start believing that over here.
Where is that Tosfos that says that Kedusha will fire the Kohen Gadol?
I think it's a huge base on the base.